Horns up and welcome to a brand new episode of Headbangers Kitchen. I apologize for being away for a while, but I was busy mixing and recording my band's album. Yep, I play in a band, it's called Demonic Resurrection. Check it out if you have the time. Anyway, I'm back with a kick-ass keto recipe today, and we're gonna make the simplest, the easiest, and the most delicious tawa paneer. And paneer is, well, cottage cheese in case you didn't know. So let's go and make that delicious keto tawa paneer. So the first thing we're going to do is make the marinade for the paneer, and we're going to start with a spoon of ginger garlic paste. We're going to add some salt to that, some turmeric, some red chili powder, some coriander powder. Oops, I forgot to show you that I added the cumin powder. And then finally a tablespoon of butter, or you can add ghee if you like, melted of course. Now we're going to give this all a good mix. Then we're going to chop up the paneer into bite-sized pieces, and we're going to add that to our marinade. Give this all a good mix and let it sit for about 15 minutes, and then it's time to cook it. Now we're going to get our pan on the gas, and we're going to heat up some oil, and then we're just going to fry the paneer. So fry it on each side till it is nice and golden brown, and you want it to get that nice charred color to it, and just keep cooking it. Looks like it's done, and that's it. Our tawa paneer is ready, and that looks beautiful, and I can't wait to taste it. Okay, so it's time to taste this delicious tawa paneer. Now before I do that, let me tell you why I made this tawa paneer. It started by me going to my girlfriend's house and her ordering some paneer tikka from a restaurant which was delicious. And so the next time I went to the supermarket, I said, you know, let me get a nice piece of paneer and make like a tawa paneer with it. And I made it, and I did nothing fancy. As you saw, it was just ginger garlic paste, a couple of masalas, and fried in a pan. And my mother ate it and my father ate it, and they both said it was the best paneer I have ever made, and it was really good. And so I was like, okay, I gotta make this for you guys, the Headbangers Kitchen fans. So let me taste it now. I'm gonna pour some lime over it, little limbu, just for that, you know, freshness. Hopefully it's not too hot. Oh yeah, the lovely crunchy crust that has formed from the frying, the lovely masala flavors, and of course that fresh lemon and some fresh coriander. This is good. This is a great keto snack. You can even jazz it up by putting some butter over this after it's cooked. Your call, completely your choice, but do make this. Tell me how it turns out. And I will see you on the next episode of Headbangers Kitchen. So till then, cheers and keep cooking. Oh, and buy a Headbangers Kitchen t-shirt. See ya later.